run on Harry Owens' solo shot, or two-run homer, rather, and got the 8-0 win. A combined shutout between Ian Anderson and Garrett Bauman got the job done. A pair of impressive righties in opposite stages of their career. Augusta will look to sweep the doubleheader and take the 7-inning ball game in the nightcap against Columbia and continue to play spoiler. Green Jackets are not in the playoff race themselves at this juncture, but with 12 games to go and the Fireflies 3.5 games behind Charleston, the best they can do is be an agent of chaos and potentially bring the Fireflies back down to the offseason with them. Jacob Kroger will make his first professional start after 4 very strong relief appearances, and he'll take on Mauricio Veliz, who is far from a stranger to this Augusta squad. It will be appearance number 3 against the Green Jackets. We send it down very briefly fieldside for the singing of the national anthem and then back up top for first pitch. The sounds of Columbia Middle School get us started, and the Columbia Fireflies look for their first win of the day. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth. Elated, as always, to have you with us on the Bally Live app, MILB-TV, and the Green Jacket Radio Network. Augusta got the win in the opener in the camouflage uniforms, and so they will wear the same for game number 2 against the following lineup. Fireflies putting their heavy hitters back at the top after some of them did not appear in the opener. Eric Torres in center, Blake Mitchell behind the plate, and Daniel Vasquez at short. That's been the everyday 1-2-3 for Jesus Izquierdo, with Darylin Figueroa sliding to left field and hitting cleanup. Austin Charles is at third, Eric Pena in right. Young Chan was behind the plate in game 1. He'll DH today. Callan Moss is over at first, and Colton Becker makes his first appearance against the Green Jackets. The undrafted free agent out of Moorhead State has played in 7 games so far this year and has collected 6 hits. It's the 5th pro appearance for Jacob Kroger, 10th rounder out of Maryville University in St. Louis. The former Saint has worked out of the bullpen in each of the first 4. 8 innings, just 1 run, and opponents hitting 130 against the Southpaw. 9 walks and 9 strikeouts, so the command has been a bit shaky at times for Kroger, including walking 3, but also striking out 5 in his only appearance last week against the Carolina Mudcats. 2 1/3, 1 hit, no runs. Kroger, the longer he goes on, the weaker the command becomes, but this is where he's going to get stretched out for the first time. And in just a 7-inning ball game, you can afford to have a bit of a shorter outing. Both sides have very well-rested bullpens and at least 1 TBD on the ledger for the starters. So there's a lot of mystery in the pitching matchups over this series. Fireflies will switch into their gray uniforms. It's a gray sleeveless vest jersey with navy blue underneath. And time is called. There's something with the bullpen that needs to be sat down. The bullpen was all gathered up around home plate on the pitcher's mound. And so now as another arm continues to throw in the pen, there will be a protector, and that was the issue for Pedro Powell, the umpire. Torres steps in and swings away at the first pitch. Game 2 of the doubleheader gets underway at 6:56 p.m. here on August the 27th of the year 2024. Torres hitting 241 on the season, 4 long balls and 28 driven in. The 0-1 from Kroger is just above the top of the zone. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Kroger. Good sweeping breaking ball. Has had strong levels of success in the early aughts of his pro career. Out of the windup and just above the zone with the offspeed. Torres, good speed and good patience at the top of the order. He's tied for third on the team in steals if he can get on base. Three straight misses high. Kroger's been underneath the ball early. Torres, 24 of 34 swiping bases, stands open from the right side. Target at the knees. And Kroger misses low and inside, so a leadoff walk begins the day for Eric Torres. Those walks have been the one question mark for Kroger so far. Still trying to solve that riddle. Jacob Kroger will now see the first lefty of his day in the form of the dangerous catcher Blake Mitchell. Eighth overall pick in last year's draft out of the Texas high school ranks. The Clear Lake native goes toe-to-toe with Kroger for the first time. Short lead for the first base runner, and a slider starts off on the outside corner. Nothing and one on Mitchell. Carolina League leader in home runs. Mitchell's got 18 on the year and has driven in 50. Torres extends further off of first base. Hasn't seen the move yet from Kroger. 0-1. Top of the zone. Mitchell leans out of the way, but it's a called strike two, it appeared. Pedro Powell put the right fist up but didn't say anything. So the scoreboard puts up a ball one. Seemed to be right at the top of the zone. Not sure what the hand lift was for then. 1-1 delivery. Swatted back on the slider. Breaking ball stayed up a little bit. A dangerous spot against Blake Mitchell. As is expected for a young hitter with the kind of tools that Mitchell has, there are a good deal of walks but also a ton of strikeouts. He's one of four on this roster with triple-digit Ks. 1-2, left on left. Kroger will pick over to first. Checks on Torres in safely with a dive. Redung a soft tag on the small of the back, just keeping an eye on Torres early. Infield pinched up the middle on the left side. Second baseman Colby Jones is deep in the four hole. 1-2, fouled back on the fastball. Kroger, 88-91 so far with the heater. That's about average for where we've seen him. Maryville product, oldest player on the team at 24 years of age. Plenty of experience with the Saints and a lot of success to boot as both a starter and reliever. Kroger from a closed stance on the first base side. Check swing, foul ball by Mitchell. Careens into the dugout of the Green Jackets and back out again on a hop. Mitchell and Torres both forcing Kroger to go a bit deeper into the well. 10 pitches, 5 strikes to start off against the first two hitters. Torres still at first after the leadoff walk. Breaking ball called strike three on the inner edge. Mitchell goes down looking and had a little extra to say to Pedro Powell on the way back. Mitchell has to be careful. He's going to want those same calls on the opposite side. Good front door slider sends Mitchell packing. One on, one out. And that gets discounted beer for the whole ballpark. So very kind of young Blake Mitchell. One on, one out for the righty shortstop Vasquez. Kroger picks over to check on Torres once more. Opponents hitting just 130 against Jacob Kroger. And lefties are hitless. Righties hitting 231. Hasn't been a ton of loud contact against Jacob. And the first pitch is upstairs. A great snare by Machado. Runner takes off anyways. And safe is the call on the swim move. Torres took off like he expected that ball to go to the backstop. An acrobatic play by Austin Machado to make the catch. But a phenomenal slide from Torres brings him his 25th steal. Throw was a tad up the line on the right-hand side of second. Colby Jones doing his best to corral and put the tag on to no avail. 1-0 on Vasquez with a man in scoring position. Slider is high, ball two. An early chance for the Fireflies trying to support Mauricio Valiz. Feliz officially took the loss in the opener of the doubleheader. 2-0 high and outside. Another leaping snare by Machado behind the dish. Or correction, that's Alan Pineda. Pineda's behind the plate. Austin Machado will DH. So two of the three catchers on the roster, both in the lineup, after neither played in the opener. Rest of the infield. Guerra, Heel, Jones, and Verdung left to right. Titus Dimitru in left. Jake Steele's in center, and Junior Garcia in right field. The defense for the Green Jackets. Kroger in danger of walking two out of the first three batters he sees. Torres held tight by Jones out at second. 3-0 to Vasquez. Inside, ball four, a four-pitch walk. Three straight batters, nothing put in play against Kroger. And this is what we've seen from Kroger quite a bit. Strikeouts and walks. Good chance for the Fireflies, but now a double play opportunity with a force at any square bag for Darlin Figueroa. Left-handed cleanup man, has 10 home runs on the year. First pitch swinging, a deep drive out to center field. Steals on his horse, and he can't catch it. Overran the baseball. Now you've got runners caught between first and second, and the ball skitters away from John Heel, so Figueroa is able to advance back to first. Steals looked like he wasn't going to get there. Then the ball died on the top spin. Steals ends up overrunning it. Vasquez was standing on second base. Figueroa went all the way out to second and would have been dead to rights at first, but the ball got under the mitt of John Heel. Bases loaded, just one out, and Elvin Nina is out to the mound. Torres had to hold to make sure that ball would not be caught by Jake Steele's in center. But then a bit of a surprise when that ball got past both Jones and Heel to not see him try to advance. A difficult play for Steels that he cannot quite run down. It's been an adventure for him in his first few games as a pro in center. A lot of tough reads, but also three outfield assists in that time. Austin Charles will bat with the bases loaded, a chance to open up early for Columbia. First pitch to the right-handers on the inside corner. A bit of late action on the fastball. Hyder Ortiz and a handful of others are already stretching in the pen for the Green Jackets. Seven-inning game, so every run matters a bit more. Less time to get those back. 0-1. Top of the zone. Called strike two. Charles squaring off with Kroger for the first time. It's Kroger's first look at the Fireflies. Professional game number four. Ahead, nothing and two on the third baseman. Out of the stretch. Called strike three at the knees. Three straight takes from Austin Charles, and all three were in the zone. He just did not get a good look at Kroger. Two walks, two hits. And a long single. Bases loaded, two down for Eric Pena. Pena 0-for-2 in the opener. First pitch gets under the glove of Pineda. Took a quick bounce, but there's no play at the plate. The wild pitch put the Fireflies in front. An early opportunity is converted. The errant deliveries from Kroger and the Fireflies finally force those to pay off. 20 pitches, only 10 in the zone. Alan Pineda, who's been solid defensively in his first two games with the Green Jackets, tried to slide to the left but could not get the glove on it. Both runners move up 90 feet as well behind him. Fastball inside, 2-0 is the count. Pena 176 on the year, but good power. 10 long balls, 43 driven in. Steels and Garcia are shallow. Dimitru's very deep in left. Fouled back 2-1. Titus also the player most affected by the sun here in the early evening. Steels and Dimitru are the only two that have sunshine on them, but Titus is staring right into the jaws of that sunshine. 2-1 on Pena, and a lengthy first for Kroger. First changeup of the night, drops into the knees. Pena was frozen 2-2. Fireflies an early 1-0 lead. Chance to add two more with a pair in scoring position and two outs. Kroger shuffles to a stop. 2-2 pitch. Down the right field line, Garcia will give a courtesy chase, but it's back into the easy-go picnic patio. Pena stays alive. Mauricio Valiz will be protecting a lead of at least one in the bottom half. Augusta scored two in the first inning of game number one's resumption off of Jonathan Bernal, but nothing more than that. Sixth pitch of the at-bat, and off the fists, it's down the right field line, foul. This is not Eric Pena at the dish. Knocked foul and out of play. So there was a late change of the lineup. And we apologize for that. That was not ran down to us. Jesus' Wahe had given us the lineup about 20 minutes before first pitch. And it appears that it was different than what we expected to see. Made a late swap and put Frederick in for Eric Pena. Change up in the dirt, 3-2. So we apologize deeply for that. Carter Frederick out of Oklahoma is the batter. He's run the count full, and now the Green Jackets have movement in the pen as Kroger's at 28 pitches. Full count, two outs, and two men on base. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. So Carter Frederick draws the third walk of the inning. And the bags are loaded once again for Hyung Chan Um. Bases loaded, two down. Kroger, 28 pitches, 15 strikes in the inning. Called strike one with the off-speed to begin the at-bat to Um. Looks like it's Juan Sanchez throwing in the pen for Augusta. One way or another, this is likely the last batter of the inning for Kroger. 0-1. Inside to even the count. Kroger's been strong out of the bullpen, but always a different beast when you're the one taking the ball on the start. And a bit of a shortened time to warm up on the back half of the doubleheader as well. 1-1. On the ground towards third, picked up foul by Mason Guerra, making it 1-2. Kroger had a heavy workload this year, over 90 innings with the Saints of Maryville. So he's being treated quite cautiously by the player development staff as it is. One, two. Change up low and outside to even the count.
Vasquez at third, Figueroa at second, and Frederick at first base. Base is loaded, two down, two balls and two strike the count. Kroger coming home. High in the air on the infield, back behind home. It'll be Pineda over towards the fence, and he makes the two-handed catch to end the frame.
Green Jackets are unable to hold the line past one, but do get to strand the bases loaded. Fireflies a 1-0 lead as we enter the bottom half of the first.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Firefly score one in the top of the first on just one hit. Three walks and a wild pitch prove the undoing of Jacob Kroger. Green Jacket lineup. John Heel, Colby Jones, and Junior Garcia at the top with Dimitru Verdung and Steels behind them. Mason Guerra, Austin Machado, and Alan Pineda all making their first appearance of the day here in this doubleheader against Mauricio Valiz. Belize out of Guyana, Venezuela. Third appearance against the Green Jackets this year. It's appearance number 12 overall with Colombia. First pitch fastball around the body of Heel, 1-0. Four-seam slider and changeup for Mauricio Valiz, who has battled blister issues and a finger injury off and on this season. Heel on the ground to his opposite number, Vasquez. It's short. Long throw, but in time to get the speedy runner. Good quick start for Valiz. Seen the Green Jackets twice and is 0-2 in that time. Five innings, three hits, two unearned runs back in April. Got the opening day start for Colombia but took the loss. And then gave up six runs in the game on July 6th that got finished just this afternoon. Colby Jones knocks the first pitch fastball back. Jones at second base for the second game in a row. Has taken over the primary spot at that position. You'll occasionally see him at shortstop when John Heel needs a day off as well. 0-1 into right field, hooking away, and that will fall foul. Eric Pena, he was never in the lineup. Carter Frederick is in right. And Frederick was playing deep over towards the gap to begin with. Luckily for him, that falls wide of the line. Frederick, Torres, and Figueroa, your outfield. Charles and Moss in the corners. Vasquez and Becker up the middle with Blake Mitchell catching. Nothing in two. In the dirt with the off-speed. Backhanded by Mitchell. Ball one. Belize coming off a good get-right outing against Fredericksburg. Bounce back up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Vasquez. Off-balance throw is not in time. Colby Jones running so hard the helmet came off. Works the infield single. Vasquez had to hustle and knew it through off-balance and the inability to get anything on the throw. Forced it to short hop into the mitt of Callan Moss. And Jones beats it out. Green Jackets trying to answer back. After the Fireflies scored once in the top half of the first. Junior Garcia will be the first lefty to face the starter, Villiz. Swinging immediately and bounces it through the right side under the glove of Moss. Jones trying to go first to third. Frederick will not have a play. Back-to-back singles have men at the corners. Moss was naturally holding on the runner first, Jones, and so had to go bounding off of the base. Diving to his right. Ball trickled right underneath the outstretched mitt. Early chance for the Green Jackets, despite no true solid contact yet against Valiz. Valiz has allowed three runs or more in four of his last five starts and five plus in three of the last four. First pitch to Titus Dimitru is a breaking ball. Titus off the end of the bat fouls it over the Firefly dugout. Garcia continues to look improved at the plate after a bit of a slow start to his Green Jacket career. 0-1 to Dimitru is outside to even the count. If you weren't with us for the opener, Green Jackets two roster moves today. Isaiah Drake officially placed on the IL. had been out since mid-game Wednesday with a lower body issue. And J.R. Ritchie, promoted to Rome, had been the highest-ranked prospect on Augusta's roster. Slider low, backhanded by Mitchell, 2-1. You felt that one coming from J.R. Quite frankly, there wasn't much left for him to prove. And after another solid outing against Carolina last week, it was written in the stars. 2-1 on Dimitru, men at the corners, one out. Fastball outside, 3-1. Walk would load the bases for Will Verdung, the team leader in runs driven in. Corners are halfway up between Charles and Moss. Moss continues to hold on Junior Garcia. Center of the diamond at double play depth. 3-1 to Titus. Big swing, foul back. Rapid hands for Dimitri. He's very quick through the zone. That one just a bit too close to the body. Muscled out of play to run the count full. Fireflies scored their one run on a wild pitch with the bases loaded. The next batter was walked, but then a pop-up from Hyung-Chan ended the frame. 3-2. Fouled back. Titus will stay alive. Back-to-back fastballs high and tight. And that one ricocheted off the mask of home plate umpire Pedro Powell. So his partner Jared Neal will come down to ensure that the home plate umpire is all right. Powell and Neal, both in their second years in the Carolina League. Count is full on Titus Dimitru. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming from Mauricio Valiz. Outside, ball four. First walk given away by Valiz, and the bags are loaded. Three straight men have reached after the leadoff ground out from John Heal. In steps Will Verdung. Verdung, two hits and a couple RBIs in the first game of the day. One of those hits actually happened today. He takes strike one just above the lettering, or where the letters would be on these Warrior Wednesday alternates. Only demarcation across the front on the gray and white camo is the bright green bug logo. Fastball inside, 1-1. Nice snare by Mitchell. Had to go back across his body after the target had been low and away. Corners in, middle halfway, force at any base. 1-1. Slider too far upstairs. Have to appreciate Blake Mitchell's commitment to the bit. Even on that one that missed at the chin. Still a little frame, just getting a rep in. Verdung ahead in the count. Valiz rocks and fires. Outside, three balls and a strike. Mitchell has been very solid defensively all year, so you can't fault the work. After Jacob Kroger threw 33 pitches in the top of the first, Valiz is at 18 with one out. Three balls and a strike. Fouled back right at the top of the zone. Challenge heater at 93. That's the highest the velocity has been so far for Valiz. Bases loaded, a full count. One out in the bottom of the first. Jones, Garcia, and Dimitru each covering a bag. The payoff. Knocked back foul once again. Verdung and Dimitru both stringing together lengthy at-bats early against Valiz. Seven-inning game. Both sides trying to get into the pen as quick as possible, it appears. Verdung widens out on the right-hand side. The payoff once more. Upstairs, ball four, and that will tie the game. Back-to-back full-count walks. Jones will trot home. Verdung gets the RBI, and we are knotted at one. 32nd RBI for Verdung this year. The bases are still loaded for Jake Steeles. Steeles 3-for-14 in four games played as a pro. Out of Santa Maria, California. First look at Valiz. And he fists it into shallow right field. Frederick charging on it. Will fall in front of him in fair territory. Two runs are going to score. The throw comes all the way into the plate. Verdung trying to go to third. He's in safely without a throw. It's a two RBI single for Jake Steeles, and the Green Jackets take the lead. Five straight men have reached. Three runs and counting against Mauricio Valiz, who continues to be puzzled by the Green Jackets.
First baseman number 32,
The offense just continues to get better and better with each passing game, it feels. Steals with pro RBIs number one and two, and now there will be motion in the pen for Columbia. Jackets had to get a man up in the top half, and it looks like Julio Rosario is tossing in the pen. Pitching coach John Habian gathers the infield as well. Mason Guerra will be the batter after five straight men have reached in a row. Three singles and two walks. And again, nothing has been hit intensely hard. But the old saying applies. There's no pictures in the scorecard. And the Green Jackets manufacturing a big inning early. Three runs and more still in the cards with men at the corners and just one out. Mason Guerra hitting 119 in his start to professional baseball, but puts together good at-bats on a consistent basis, and you feel like he's right on the precipice of a bit of a breakout. Feliz from the stretch, high and tight, 1-0. Guerra has driven in three, including a pair in the series against Carolina. Steals very good speed at first, 1-for-1 swiping bags. On the ground to short, could be two. Vasquez, Becker to Moss, and the throw scoots under the glove of Moss, and the run will score. It went into the dugout. Guerra takes second base, a fielder's choice, and an E4 makes it 4-1. Guerra was bustling out of the right-handed batter's box. Sprinting his way down the line was going to be a close play, but the ball got there ahead of Guerra. Moss couldn't make the pick on the short hop. Was a difficult ask to begin with. And because it's a fielder's choice in an RBI, Guerra gets the RBI. Here's Austin Machado. Takes upstairs for ball one. Guerra snares his fourth RBI of the year. Austin Machado's DHing for the third time. And he's the eighth man to bat in this first inning. Fastball below the knees, 2-0. Another solid presentation from Blake Mitchell that's a bit too far outside the zone. Jared Neal and Pedro Powell are both very consistent umpires, and they're true to what the initial zone should be, but not very forgiving outside the corners. On the inside edge, 2-1. Machado, 235 the average, undrafted catcher out of the University of Hawaii. Was all-conference with the Rainbow Warriors this year. Target at the belt. Valise the 2-1. Inside ball three. Green Jackets trying to send their ninth hitter of the inning to the dish. 28 pitches, 14 strikes for Mauricio Valise. Guerra out at second with two down. The pitch. Outside ball four. And the line continues to move. Austin Machado walks in his first at-bat of the series. His on-base percentage was over .450 entering tonight's game, and it continues to climb. Valise up around 30 pitches. For now, Jesus Azuaje will let him swing. Alan Pineda, the catcher, is the final man to hit. Takes strike one on the outer half. Pineda in his third game with the Green Jackets, still looking for his first hit at the single-A level. 19-year-old catcher out of Mazatlan, Mexico. Two on, two out. The pitch from Valise. Slider inside corner, nothing in two. That will put Pineda on the defense. Also means both Guerra and Machado will be off on the swing. Trying to stop the bleeding, 0-2. Called strike three on the inside corner. Pineda goes leaning out of the way, but it found the edge. The Green Jackets answer back and then some. A four-run barrage in the first puts Augusta up by three.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet hula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund.
And he fits it into shallow right.
File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Second inning of work for Jacob Kroger. He'll look for it to be a bit cleaner than the first. Did, however, strand the bases loaded and left with just one run allowed. Offense more than picked him up. It's a 4-1 game after one. Callan Moss, the first baseman, will step in from the right-hand side, riding a 7-game hit streak at the juncture with Becker and Torres behind him. Out of the windup for Kroger. First pitch fastball misses outside. Jacob Kroger, 33 pitches, just 18 strikes in the first. Walked three and struck out two. Wind up to the right-hander. Upstairs, 2-0. Moss, a New York native, went to school at Seton Hall to start out, and then 1 year at St. Leo down in Florida. 2-0 pitch. High and tight ball three. Both starters struggling with command early on. Both had lengthy innings. Winston Sawyer opting to send Kroger out for another go. We'll see if Valiz gets the same treatment. Ball four just below the knees. Jacob Kroger begins the second the same way he started off the first, by allowing a leadoff walk. Four walks granted. And a cavalcade of relievers are headed down to the bullpen. Moss is on once again, and here's Colton Becker for the first time this week. Undrafted free agent out of Moorhead State in Kentucky. Puts Kroger back in the stretch. Below the knees, 1-0. A lot of close misses, but just as Valiz figured out in the first inning, close doesn't always equal there. And despite the framing efforts from Pineda, it's not in the zone, it's not a strike. That one is right on the corner, however. Good building block for Kroger to work from. One ball and one strike on the nine hitter at second base today. Fastball, same spot, inside corner, running back to the edge. Becker questioning where that was behind the dish to Pedro Powell. That late action had him frozen. 1-2 with the infield shifted to the pole side. Kroger a look over at first. One more for good measure, and he'll come home. A little too far inside, 2-2. Kroger spent the pre-draft summer in the MLB Draft League, as so many seniors who are out of eligibility are apt to do. Can't go back to the Cape once you've exhausted all your eligibility. Kroger spent his time with the State College Spikes. Was up and down, but solid more often than not. Inside, 3-2. Nothing but fastballs so far to Colton Becker. Kroger 1-1 with an ERA of 5.5 in the draft league. It often features some of that elder-level talent. Payoff. Popped up on the right side. Verdung drifts into foul territory, and right along the coach's box has out number one in his mitt. Of the four outs recorded for Jacob Kroger, two have been routine pop-ups and two have been strikeouts.
Center fielder,
He's been adept at avoiding the barrel. But the Fireflies have been equally as exemplary at keeping their patience at the top. They've worked four walks in nine batters. Back to the top for Torres. First pitch fastball at the knees. Nothing in one. Kroger sitting 88-89 so far in this second inning. Third baseman Mason Guerra a step and a half behind the bag in case Torres thinks about dropping a bunt down. Kroger to the plate on the inner half for strike two. Callan Moss has a decent-sized lead, but nothing that indicates he's primed and ready to go. One of two stealing in his first nine games as a pro. Only stole five bases at St. Leo this season, his first at the D2 level. 0-2. In on the hands and fisted out of play. Torres, just 19 years of age, out of Santiago in the DR. First full season with the Fireflies. He's been a regular presence at the top of the order. Target at the top of the zone. That's where the pitch goes, but it's fouled back. Torres continuing to fight. Both strikeouts in the first inning for Kroger were backwards. When the Fireflies have been swinging, they've been able to stay alive. Moss still close to the bag, being held on by Verdung. Jones playing up the middle at second. Third straight 0-2 is guided foul down the left field line. On to the berm beyond the Green Jacket bullpen. These two teams far from strangers to each other, but if this is your first experience at SRP Park, 330 to left, 395 to center, and 318 to right. Bullpens are on the field of play down respective foul lines. 0-2 is upstairs for ball one. Jackets in the Warrior Wednesday military jerseys on the third base side of the field. And in that dugout, Fireflies in the road gray on gray with the navy blue sleeves on the first base line. Good battle between Torres and Kroger. Runner goes, and the pitch is popped down the right field line. Garcia chasing into foul territory. Verdung joins him, but it clatters into the first row. Sun has all but set. As we get closer towards the fall months, school has been back in session for a week or two now here in the CSRA. Still a handful of youngsters have made their way to the ballpark tonight. Kroger takes an extra look at first. Off speed, guided up the middle and caught in the air by Colby Jones. He'll look the runner back to first. Back-to-back batters retired for the Fireflies in the second. Kroger looking for a scoreless second try. He'll stare down Blake Mitchell, who struck out looking on a brilliant slider from Kroger as the first out of the game. Green Jackets leading 4-1 in the top of the second. Columbia scoring on a wild pitch that brought home Torres in the top half before Kroger stranded the bases loaded. Picks over to take a look at the runner Moss. He's in with a short dive. Green Jackets got a bases loaded walk from Will Verdung, a two-run single from Jake Steeles. And then a fielder's choice and subsequent error brought home the fourth run. Fastball at the top of the zone, nothing in one on Blake Mitchell. Green Jackets sent all nine men to the plate in that inning. So they'll be right back at the top in the second half. 0-1. Slider has Mitchell down to a knee with a mighty hack. 0-2. Blake Mitchell has hit against the Green Jackets very well all season long, right from the get-go when he was an untested former high school in his first game at the single-A level on opening day. Two teams started off here, and they'll just about end here. This is the final home series of the year. Delayed steal, misses upstairs. Pineda never saw the runner go. Callan Moss gets his second stolen bag. Two shuffles. Verdung yelled something out. It wasn't enough to alert Pineda. Alan Pineda sold out for the frame at the top of the zone. Unsuccessful. Moss into scoring position with two outs and two strikes. 1-2 delivery. Low and outside. This one smothered by the backstop. Mitchell second on the squad in RBIs with an even 50 on the year. Eight behind Austin Charles, who has a chance to make some history for the Fireflies if he can have a late run. Slider low to run the count full. Moss still out at second with two outs. Fireflies continue to put Kroger to work. 23 pitches in the inning after 33 in the first. Moss off of second. One more look. The pitch. High ball four. Mitchell draws the walk. It's the fifth of the game granted by Jacob Kroger. And that gets Juan Sanchez up in the pen once again. Second inning in a row that Sanchez has gotten to tossing. And second inning out of two that Elvin Nina has used a pitcher's conference. Daniel Vasquez will be the batter. He walked and made it to third base back in inning number one. Green Jackets an early lead, but the tying run is at the dish. Always have to keep an eye on where you are in the game. If you're not alert on a seven-inning ball game, all of a sudden you look up and realize you have six outs to play with. Vasquez 12 for 30 against the Green Jackets this year, hitting .400 entering the day with more walks than strikeouts. Columbia as a unit has been a rather patient team this season, and able to draw plenty of walks. First pitch to the righty, Vasquez, just off the inside corner. A little flinch behind the plate from Pedro Powell, but opting not to grant the called strike to Kroger. Couple of long ones. This could be the last inning for Kroger, regardless of the result. In on the hands, runs back to the corner, one and one. Kroger's been as far down as 87 and as high up as 92 with the fastball. Sanchez just about ready in the pen. 1-1 delivery. Off the inside corner. Boy, Jacob Kroger has just circled that inside edge to right-handers and is darting around the black. He's been about 50-50 on whether or not he gets the call. 2-1. At the knees for a called strike two. Remnants of the sunset glistening off the windows in the apartment building behind left field. Whole park in an orange glow. Kroger stranded three in the first, looking to leave a pair on here in the second. 2-2 delivery. Hammered out to right center field. Steals on the move. He'll track it down in the gap. Vasquez catches a barrel, but two men are left aboard. Kroger posts a scoreless second, and the Jackets take their three-run lead into the bottom half.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets by three halfway through the second. John Heal led off the first, and he will lead off once again in inning number two. Mauricio Veliz allowing four runs on three hits with three walks in inning number one and needed 32 pitches to get there. Jacob Kroger, a pair of lengthy innings. The bullpen continues to be active. Veliz trying to bounce back second time through the order. For Veliz, it was contact more than the walks. The walks deteriorated down the stretch. John Heal takes a called strike one to begin the frame. Heal 228 on the year. Been the everyday shortstop since being called up following the All-Star break. Slider inside 1-1. Since that first game of the Kannapolis series on July 19th, Heal's been in the lineup five games out of six just about every series. Pitch misses low, 2-1. Heal, Guanipa, and Garcia all came up as one. Fastball bounced towards third, backhanded by the tall frame of Charles, and a low throw is dug out by Moss. Back-to-back innings in which John Heal leads off with a ground out. Guanipa's hurt. Heal has been the everyday leadoff man. Colby Jones is the other one to take up that charge, and Colby's back in the two spot again. Jones singled through the right side to start out. Came around to score on the walk from Verdun. Shows bunt, pulls back on the outside corner. Called strike one by Pedro Powell. Austin Charles had been playing with his heels practically on the outfield grass. He'll move a bit closer. Jones not squaring here. A bit of a quick pitch from Veliz, and Colby was well late, 0-2. Jones trying to reset. Veliz has had him twisted up so far in this at-bat. 0-2. Outside for ball one. Close miss, but a bit too far outside. Still movement in the Augusta bullpen. Sanchez is up, but he is no longer alone. On the ground to third once again. Another chance for Charles. He's 2-for-2 in the inning. Two up, two down, and a good bounce-back opportunity for Mauricio Veliz. There's others stretching behind Juan Sanchez, including Raven Corona and Hyder Ortiz. But Sanchez is the only one with a baseball in his hand. He continues to be off of the mound. Seems like he might have the third. Junior Garcia singled under the glove of the first baseman, Moss. He takes an off-speed outside, 1-0. Junior trying to build off the remnants of the previous series. Change up high. Two balls, no strikes on Junior. The eldest of that G unit that got called up, Guanipa, Heal, and Garcia. And the one who's still looking to find his footing the most. Fastball low and inside. But of that three, it also must be noted that Junior has displayed the best plate discipline. He's ahead 3-0 here. Veliz to the plate. Garcia got the green light and hammers a fastball straight back. Junior, 29 games, 17 walks from the left side. The 3-1 pitch. Big swing. Garcia's underneath. Just enough arm side run to roll away from the barrel of Garcia. Veliz an opportunity to go 1-2-3. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. So Junior works the walk. Flips the bat from one hand to the other and drops it right down. Four walks issued by Veliz. The two starters have walked nine in less than two innings. Titus Dimitru also walked his first time up. Scored on Jake Steele's his two RBI single. Titus trying to keep this inning going. Add some insurance early. Outside with the fastball, 1-0. Green Jackets have been hyper-aggressive all season long on the bases. We'll see if and when they want to challenge Blake Mitchell. Runners have been successful quite often. On the ground, diving stop by Charles at third. Long throw, picked up by Moss. A brilliant play. It was the Austin Charles inning. Three chances, three outs, and it's a scoreless bottom of the second. Green Jackets 4 and Fireflies 1 after 2 from SRP Park.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
It's a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Juan Sanchez checks on. He's the first reliever used across this doubleheader as Garrett Bauman went the final 5 2/3 of the suspended game. Final line for the starter, Jacob Kroger, who will take a no decision. Two innings, a hit, a run, a career-high 5 walks. He also struck out 2. Darylin Figueroa will be the first man to see Sanchez, appearance number 18 for the right-hander. First pitch fastball misses inside to the lefty. Sanchez has avoided barrels at a very high clip. Righties and lefties both hitting below 215. High in the sky, out to right field. Figueroa got underneath it. Junior Garcia drifting back into the sunset for out number one of the third. Sanchez 0-1, a pair of saves and a 3.55 ERA. Two-pitch pitcher, just fastball and slider for him. Breaking ball, a big sweeper from a crossbody delivery in a three-quarter slot. It's tough to pick up no matter which side you swing from. Austin Charles, the last man to strike out. Takes ball one with that breaking ball off the outside corner. The ability to command that slider for Sanchez is going to be what sets his ceiling as a pro. Ropes back over the heads of the sweet section. Got to keep your head on a swivel up here. 1-1. Just to our right. Situated immediately to the first base side of home plate. Charles goes waving at the slider. 1-2. That breaking ball has the makings of a legitimate big league offering. The amount of sweep it has, the way it tunnels with the fastball. It's all about commanding it and then having enough faith in the fastball to let it work. 1-2. Slider popped out of play once again. Same direction, a bit higher, out of the stadium entirely. But Sanchez just leaps and bounds ahead of where he was in spring training, much less this time last year. Called up to Augusta end of May and hasn't looked back. Softly hit to shortstop, heel charging in. Quick flip to the throw, and it's out of the glove of Verdung. It just popped in and out of the mitt. Verdung couldn't get the squeeze, a rare miscue for Verdung. That's liable to be the first error of the day for Augusta. Sometimes just have to put the ball in play and good things will happen. Charles is on for the first time. One out base runner for Carter Frederick. It's an E3 on Verdung. Sanchez always out of the stretch. He'll pick over for the first time. Sidearms the throw over. No chance to get Charles. Frederick hitting .343 in his start to pro ball. 11th game played for the right fielder. Skies this one into shallow right center field. Steals over. Garcia over. It's Junior in the pink glove for out number two. Pair of flyouts to right, bookending that E3 that's extended the inning for Columbia. Hyung-Chan gets another chance. Had a bases loaded pop-up to the catcher that ended the inning. Werdung, in his first year as a first baseman, has looked quite good there. He's always been defensively sure wherever you've put him in the infield. Three-quarter swing. Was just baffled on the breaking ball. It's about as silly as you'll see Hyung Chan look. Just the 10th error for Werdung this year, 7th at first base. 0-1 from Sanchez. Why not go back to the slider? This time, adjusts and lays off. Charles, a short lead with two outs at first base. Austin, 33 steals. Goes facing once again, 1-2. Charles leads the team in stolen bases, 33 and 40 tries. Hyung Chan DHing today after working as the backstop in game one of the doubleheader. 1-2 from Sanchez. Runner goes. Pitch in the dirt. Strike three. Have to throw over to first. The throw went to second instead. And it is a strikeout and a 2-4-3 putout. How about that? Pineda went down to second in case he didn't get the swing, but Sanchez did get the batter fishing and ends the third scorelessly.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. Maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs.
On to the bottom of the third. Both sides held scoreless over the last inning and a half. Mauricio Valiz did allow a two-out walk to Junior Garcia, but that was it in inning number two. Werdung steals and Guerra batting in their second chance. Valiz was able to work his way back into the zone and as a result stays in for the third inning. First pitch fastball on the inside corner to Werdung, 0-1. Will drew a 7-pitch walk in the first with the bags full to get an RBI and bring home the first run of the day. That tied it for Augusta. It was a very late called strike from Pedro Powell, actually. It's 0-1. Now Werdung has to go fishing on the slider, 0-2. Will generally doesn't have much to say to umpires, but he definitely had a word or two with Pedro Powell on that, and it's as much about the location as it was the lateness of the call. 0-2. Fouled away. Completely changes the complexity of the at-bat, not just because you go from 0-1 and 1-0 as different opportunities. It also forces you to be a bit more unsure at the plate. You don't know where you have to cover, and you don't know how safe you are. You don't want to start walking away or assume something before the call comes. 57-foot breaking pitch skitters off the mitt of Blake Mitchell. 1-2 on Werdung. With Isaiah Drake on the injured list, Werdung is the only position player that's been here since opening day for Augusta. Knocks this one foul wide of third. Snared by manager Winston Sawyer in the third base coaching box. Flips it to a young fan. Former catcher showing he still has the hands down the line. But everybody else from that opening squad on the position side gone one way or another. Slider up 2-2. The Penguin has stolen players time after time. The Emperors have come down to Augusta on plenty of occasions to get promotions on both sides of the ball. Slider low, 3-2. J.R. Ritchie today. Didn't have any last week. Matt Gashetti the week before was the most recent. Payoff pitch. In on the hands and fouled off the front leg. Verdun continues to fight. Riley Fry was the first man to go up. Fry was supposed to start the year in Rome. Came back down when Isaac Gallegos got hurt at the end of spring training. Fry had a couple starts here, went a season high that's still the longest by a starter, 7 innings at the end of the first month of the season, and was recalled. Fastball high and tight, ball 4, and Verdun, a strong at bat, works a leadoff walk. 9 pitches puts Verdun at first for the second time. Jace Grady and Drew Compton were the next to follow on those promotions to Rome, and they have become integral pieces of that offense for a Rome side that is playoff-bound, having won the first half. Jake Steele's had the big 2-run single to give Augusta the lead in the first inning. Valiz misses up and inside for the second consecutive pitch, 1-0 on steals. And time is called. Blake Mitchell headed out to the mound. Valiz is at 58 pitches, 30 of which have been strikes. Julio Rosario had been up during inning number 1. There's currently nobody throwing for the Navy and Gray of Columbia. So that was in no way an attempt to stall for anybody in the pen. Mitchell just trying to settle down Valiz. Mauricio rolls to a stop. Dark glove at the belt. On the ground to the left side, backhanded by Vasquez to second for 1. Return throw to first, not in time. Jake Steele's too much speed to be doubled up there. Was a difficult play in the hole, but Vasquez alert to head to Becker and get the lead runner. Green Jackets do get a bit more speed on at first with Steele's. Verdun retired at second, 1 out in the third. Still 4-1 Jackets. Mason Guerra, fielder's choice in an E4, put him on base and gave him the 4th and final RBI so far for Augusta. Now has 4 on the season. And he'll knock this one through the left side. Base hit. Guerra's been on base twice. He's 1-for-2. Steele stops at second. Line is moving here in the third. And you ask any coach or really just about anybody that's been around baseball long enough, good teams start to find their winning ways when the bottom half of the order is producing, when you can get something outputted 1-9 in the order. In the second half of the year, Augusta's been at their best when the bottom leads the charge, been able to do so here. 5, 6, and 7 all reaching to start off. Here's Austin Machado from the left side. Hands high and away from the body. Ball 1, low and away. Machado out of Cardiff by the Sea, California. Facing off against the Venezuelan right-hander Valiz. 1-0. Off-speed stays outside, ball 2. Steele's continues to dance around at second base. Daniel Vasquez has been in and out at shortstop. Valiz keeping a wary eye out that direction. 2-0 delivery. At the knees, a called strike 1. Machado, no relation to Manny, but there is some sports royalty in his line. Hall of Fame surfer Rob Machado, his uncle. Machado opting for the infield rather than the waves. 2-1. Cracked out to left field on a line. Figueroa runs it down for the second out. Machado 0-for-1 with a walk, bringing up Alan Pineda with 2 down and 2 on. A run, a hit, and an error for the Fireflies. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Green Jackets. Bottom 3 of a 7-inning ball game. Augusta trying to sweep a doubleheader for the first time this season. And there is a very small chance that you see something you don't see very often, as Valiz is officially the losing pitcher from Game 1. He'd like to avoid being the rare man to take a loss in 2 games of the same doubleheader. Off-speed outside, 1-0. Have to turn to the Elias Stats Bureau or somebody who's much more adept at quickly combing through baseball reference than yours truly. But that has Tungsten Arm O'Doyle written all over it, especially for starters. 1-0. At the knees, but just inside, says Pedro Powell. 2 balls and no strikes on Pineda. Steals at second after the fielder's choice. Guerra, one-out single, joins him at first. Two balls and no strikes on the young catcher. High and tight. That one hit off the heel of the mitt of Blake Mitchell. Pops straight up into the air and back again into the dark glove. Pineda able to get the chin out of the way. Valiz's hardest pitch since the first inning. 93 high and tight. Would assume Pineda does not have the green light here. Another righty's up in the pen for the Fireflies. 3-0 in the dirt, and Pineda works the four-pitch walk. Allen's on base for the first time, and the bags are full for John Heel, who will bat for the third time in as many innings. Valiz is at 68 pitches, exactly 50% strikes. John Heel has grounded out twice, and it will be John Habian rather than Jesus Azuaje headed out to the mound. Pitching coach, not manager. Means we will not see a call down to go get Julio Rosario, who's up for the second time. Let's take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard while we have the briefest of opportunities. This was not the only doubleheader in effect today. Down East trying to make up a series of games that they've missed time and again. And the Wood Ducks won 13-0 over Myrtle Beach in game one of that doubleheader. They started the game up 8-0 in the fifth and sprinkled on a few extra runs for good measure. Currently tied 1-1 in the fourth in the nightcap out of Myrtle Beach. Those two teams played a combined 16 innings in 6 days when they were supposed to meet a few weeks back due to Hurricane Debbie. So there's going to be a lot of baseball at Pelicans Ballpark this week. Mudcats, who we just saw, are already playoff bound. They're up 3-0 on the Hillcats. First pitch to John Heel. Check swing. Bounces in front of home plate. Knocked down by Mitchell. No advancement. And on the appeal, Jared Neal says that Heel went around. Heel not thrilled with Neal. It's a tough call to make from out at shortstop, but Neal made it and made it decisively. So nothing in one. Carolina, all that's left is to confirm whether or not they'll have the home field advantage in the divisional round. Heel chasing the slider 0-2, and Carolina would have to collapse down the stretch to not. They're well ahead of both Fredericksburg and Salem. Salem's up 1-0 on Delmarva, but the Frednats are trailing Kannapolis 6-1. Third straight slider in the dirt. This time, Heel lays off 1-2. Kannapolis won the first half. Fireflies are 3.5 back now after losing game one of the doubleheader to the Charleston River Dogs. Charleston up 2-1 on Fayetteville. River Dogs are peaking at the right time. 1-2 pitch. Strike three swinging. Mitchell did not make the catch, but he can just step on home plate with the bases loaded. Heel 0 for 3 in 3 innings, and Valiz able to strand the bags full. Green Jackets continue to lead by 3. Sanchez back out to the mound.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Juan Sanchez was able to work around a one-out error in his first inning of action. A couple pop-ups and a strikeout to end the frame. Green Jackets leading by 3 after 3. Callan Moss leads off. Walked and stole second back in the second. Did not come past second base, however. Moss at first for the second straight game of the doubleheader. He's taken over that role well. Very intriguing profile. First pitch from Sanchez. Slider sharpens in for strike one. As it was continuously flashing some solid ability, especially in the summer months for Moss. Takes a slider out 1-1. But he never truly put it all together until his third collegiate season, which happened to be his first at St. Leo. Was all region and just about everywhere you could look with the Lions. Chases the slider and then followed that up by heading back to the Appy League for a third straight season, second in a row with Danville. And all he did there was be named player of the league, player of the year. That intrigued him to the Royals, and that's all it took. 1-2 is the count on the first batter of the fourth. Three straight sliders for Sanchez. The pitch, number four, lined into left field for a base hit. Make it eight straight games with a knock for Callan Moss. He leads off the fourth with a base hit. If you're going to quadruple up on the slider, have to bury it. That one stayed up just a tad. And Moss makes Sanchez pay. Juan, still just 21 years of age, signed in 2022, a bit of a late signee, all things considered, out of Hato Mayor in the Dominican. Colton Becker in for a second at bat, takes ball one below the knees. Becker popped out in foul territory his last time up. And as Sanchez has developed, the command has been the key piece of improvement. 1-0 fastball below the zone. Green Jackets have a ton of available relievers, but you have to remember it's a seven-game series. This is game two. Bauman was able to help out the pen, just as Bernal did in the doubleheader. But there's ground to be made up. Becker fouls it out of play, 2-1. Sanchez has gone as far as 3 1/3 this year, so multiple innings is certainly not uncommon for him. Trying to maintain the pace. In on the hands and punch backwards, 2-2. Becker was second team all conference this year at Morehead State. As a fifth year senior, took a bit of a senior discount at the end. Went as an undrafted free agent. Much like Moss, a profile the Royals liked for whatever they sought possible. Lined up the middle, taken by Jones. He'll step on the bag himself. A leaping throw to first, safe. They'll say Verdung came off the bag. And Verdung is adamant out at Jared Neal. Verdung can't believe it. He has not liked this crew either direction. Verdung did shift from the home plate side of the first base bag out to the opposite direction on the outfield. But he vehemently protested to Jared Neal that the toe never left. It was a close play to begin with, but Neal just as emphatic that it was a pull off rather than a late throw. Eric Torres is hit by the slider on the first pitch he sees, and there will be two on with one out. Tying run steps to the plate. It's Blake Mitchell. Strikeout and a walk. He's 2/3 of the way to the three true outcomes. And the Carolina League leader in home runs is more than capable of doing that piece as well. Mitchell out of Sinton High School. Stands 6'1", 202 from the left side. Takes a backdoor slider for strike one and a pretty one. Sanchez can use that slider to both sides of the plate, but when he's going backdoor on lefties, you know he's going right. Can also run with the back foot slider that has a tendency to tie left-handers in knots. 0-1. Tried to go to that pitch. Check swing. Jared Neal says no go. Mitchell does have 7 extra base hits in 16 total against Augusta this year. Came in hitting over 300. None of them have left the yard, knock on wood. Slider low and inside. Two balls and a strike. Infield in a pull side shift against Mitchell. Charles with a force at third, or Guerra, pardon me, with a force at third, has to stay home, so there's a huge gap backside. Fastball low, ball three. The throw misfired out of the hand of Pineda. Sanchez had to go chasing after it towards third base. Three balls and a strike. None of the last three overly close. And a walk loads the bases for Daniel Vasquez. Sanchez to a set. Inside, ball four. Mitchell's second walk in a row. The free passes continue to pile up for the Firefly hitters. And now all three bases are occupied with Vasquez coming to the plate. Here comes Elvin Nina. Can't take the visits with you, and especially in a seven-inning game, might as well just burn through what you have whenever the opportunity arises. Vasquez has walked and lined out to right center field. Hard hit ball hung up in the air. He has batted with a man in scoring position in both chances so far. He was the last man to see Kroger, and thus Daniel Vasquez will be the final man to face Juan Sanchez for a first time. Colton Becker's at third, Eric Torres is at second, and Blake Mitchell's at first. Becker and Torres both with very good speed. Mitchell runs incredibly well, especially for a catcher. Vasquez pulls off the slider, nothing in one. 19 ribbies for Vasquez this year, a 257 average across 62 games played. Slider lined into center field. Steels is there to make the catch. A late tag, throw to the plate, and it is not in time. Runner now heading to third. Pineda, a late throw over there, not in time as well. Sack fly for Daniel Vasquez, able to score Becker from third base. Throw hopped in and was just to the right on the opposite side of Alan Pineda, who had to reach from one side to the other to put the tag on. Lost the ball in the process. So Vasquez will get RBI number 20. Cuts the deficit to two, and it also moved Torres over to third. Men at the corners, two outs for Darylin Figueroa. Pedro Powell steps in front of the catcher and will wipe off home plate. Tying run at first with two outs in the fourth. Big chance for the Fireflies. Pitch in the dirt, 1-0. Mitchell pantomimed a steal of second, a step or two in that direction, just seeing if he could induce a little bit of confusion. Torres a long lead off of third, nobody close. Slider hooked wide of first to even the count. Sanchez has had to work a bit harder in this second inning. Firefly is getting on the board. A hit, a walk, a hit by pitch, and then the sack fly bringing home the only run thus far. Into the twilight hours now in North Augusta. Slider pulled off of by Figueroa. Uncomfortable swing. He'll take a long walk back and forth across home plate. Backdoor slider working its magic on Darylin Figueroa. Ball and two strikes with two outs. Sanchez trying to strand the tying run aboard. 1-2, runner goes. In the dirt, too low. And Mitchell advances on what might as well be defensive indifference. He pulled up and practically could have moonwalked into second for all Pineda cared. Will, of course, go down as Mitchell's 25th steal. 2-2. Outside with a fastball. Count goes full. Green Jackets have had men stretching in the pen, but nobody throwing. That could change if Figueroa gets on. Tying run in scoring position. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four off the corner. Three free passes in the inning. Eight in the game. Seven walks and a hit by pitch, not to mention the error. Augusta seemingly doing everything they can to keep Columbia in the game. And that will get a righty up in the pen for the Green Jackets. Looks vaguely like Hyder Ortiz. We'll have more clarification soon. Austin Charles batting with the bases loaded. Fastball outside 1-0. Sanchez's command has forsaken him slightly here in his second inning. 1-0 on Charles, who has struck out and reached on an error. Back-to-back fastballs have missed. Sanchez will always have better command with the breaking ball than with the fastball. Goes to the fastball again and gets the call at the knees. Slider can have bigger misses at times. Just trying to find the zone here. 2-1 inside, nearly caught a piece of Charles. Three ball count on the third baseman and nowhere to put him. Walk not only brings a run in, makes it a one-run game. And Connor Frederick would step up in a big spot. 3-1 pitch. Ball four inside. Back-to-back walks. Four of the last five men have reached without a ball put in play. Charles gets the RBI. It's 4-3. And Belize's ability to step up and put up back-to-back zeros in the bottom half of the last two innings, including stranding the bases loaded with a strikeout of Heel in the third, making a monumental difference. Winston Sawyer is going to have to come out. Sanchez about to face his eighth hitter of the inning. Sawyer has not yet made the move. And now he does. Jackets making a call to the pen. Going to be a tight spot here in the top of the fourth when we get back in 90 seconds on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
It's a massive spot and a huge show of trust in young Hyder Ortiz to get the ball with the bags full and 2 outs. Fourth appearance at the single-A level for Ortiz. 3 games, 1-0, a 2.45 ERA. 5 strikeouts, no walks, and a hit-by-pitch. Such a volatile arm, has been up to 98-99 on stadium guns since arriving. Walked 18 and struck out 18 in less than 11 innings in the FCL. Bags full, all of whom walked. Carter Frederick bats against Ortiz. Tying run at third. First pitch slider is a beauty for strike one. Carter over top of it. A walk and a fly out to right. Mitchell at third. Figueroa at second. Charles at first. 0-1 to Frederick. Late on the fastball. Burns its way in at 95. Hyder trying to strand the bags full. 0-2. Outside with the off-speed pitch. Good hold up by Carter Frederick. Adjusts the helmet and steps back in the right side. 1-2 count against Ortiz. Target low. check swing, finally went all the way around, and Frederick knocks it away. An uncomfortable definition of emergency hack, but it clearly worked. Frederick stays alive. Front door slider locked up the right fielder, and he's still able to stay afloat. Impressive ability. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ortiz comes on and leaves the bases loaded. The Fireflies strike twice, but remain behind 4-3 halfway through this shortened ball game.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
4-3 game in favor of the home side. Green Jackets in the final homestand of 2024, clinging to a one-run lead. And they will see a new arm on the mound in the form of Julio Rosario in his fifth Carolina League appearance. Final line for Mauricio Veliz, 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs. A season-high 6 walks for him, and he also struck out 2. But battled through 3 to shorten the job for Rosario, who has been dynamic since being called up from the Arizona Complex League. 4 games, a win, 9 innings, 9 Ks, and just 3 hits allowed. Opponents hitting 103 against the righty. He'll start with Colby Jones in the 2 spot. First pitch fastball at the top of the zone at 91. Good ride on that pitch. Rosario always out of the stretch. Feet close together. Now rocks into a windup. Jones thought about the bunt. Pulls off. And it's called a strike just off the outside corner. Good frame from Mitchell to bring that back. 0-2 after a pair of fastballs to Jones, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out. Colby deep in the right-handed box. Rosario winds and delivers. Inside fastball for ball one. Near towards the top of the zone, but not quite inside the confines. Junior Garcia and Titus Dimitriou, the next two, due up. Big space up the middle. 1-2. Strike three swinging. Jones goes down on the high fastball. And that's what makes Rosario so effective. High spin pitches that start at the top of the zone and seem to just rise above the bat. Don't have to overthrow if you can do that one. Just sitting 90 to 92. Junior Garcia has singled and walked on base twice. First pitch from Rosario. Misses low and inside with the off-speed. Rosario has gone 3 innings twice in a Firefly uniform, so he can certainly bridge the gap to whoever the back end is expected to be. 1-0 fastball downstairs to even the count. Junior waiting on Rosario. 2-0 pitch. Just below the zone, and Garcia, who started the hands, holds back in plenty of time. A combined 14 walks in the first 3.5 innings. 14 walks and 21 outs in game 2 of the doubleheader. 3-0. Garcia swinging away and lines it foul on the right-hand side. Didn't quite catch a barrel on the fastball. Appeared to be a bit out in front. Over the head of first base coach Connor Justice. Still out in front, 3-1. Rosario coming home. Out into right field. Frederick started back, stumbled, and he trapped the baseball. No catch. Frederick lost his footing on the outfield grass and in an attempted recovery, couldn't make the squeeze. Knocked the ball into the dirt with the glove. And Garcia reaches for a third straight time. Insurance run to answer back is on with one out for Titus Dimitru. Titus a walk and a ground out. Rosario out of the stretch. Popped up on the first base line and back foul. With all the walks, 8 of 9 hitters for Augusta has reached base safely. John Heal in the leadoff position is the only one who has not. 0-1 on Titus. Target outside. Breaking ball bounces into the chest protector of Blake Mitchell. 1-1. Green Jackets looking to play spoil sport down the stretch. Drag as many teams with them to the offseason as possible. 1-1. Fastball called strike. Centers up on Titus. At his first professional homer back on Sunday. Not a cheap one by any stretch of the imagination. Deep into the Carolina afternoon. 1-2. In the dirt. Check swing. Appeal, and he went around, and Dimitru barking out at Jared Neal. The Green Jackets have taken exception to Jared Neal a handful of times today, especially on check swings, and you understand the criticism and the frustration because regardless of whether Titus went or not, objectively the only man who might have a worse angle than Jared Neal is the center fielder Eric Torres. Having to be out at second, it's the drawbacks of a two-man crew. Titus down on strikes for the first time. Here's Will Verdung inside 1-0. Garcia has solid speed. Haven't seen him be overly aggressive, but a big lead here. Verdung bounces the fastball, foul 1-1. Junior 3 of 5 swiping bases since being called up. Did go 12 for 16 in the FCL, which is a base runner's league to be sure. Running numbers can be a bit inflated with young pitchers and young catchers. There he goes. Fastball inside. Mitchell's throw down is in time. Junior Garcia went feet first. The slide popped up on those feet. And as a result, Becker puts the tag on. Close play. Junior's cut down. Mitchell gets the caught stealing, and it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening.
Hyder Ortiz goes back to work, was able to strand all three runners inherited. He's now gone 4-for-4 on leaving men on base in his last two outings with men on, but comes into a very different situation now, facing Moss and Becker. It's a one-run lead with 9 outs still to get, and a desire to lock in and keep the Jackets in front. Young Chan has popped up to the catcher and struck out swinging. 0-for-2 in his many looks. Getting just above 210 on the campaign. Ortiz primarily fastball and slider from the right side. He will work out of the stretch even with nobody aboard. Took a bit extra on the mid-inning festivities, the Jacobson dancing drag, a bit longer to get the base into second. And now we're ready for the top of the fifth. And the first pitch is behind and they're going to say it hit him. Slider just backed up on Ortiz. Tying run is on, one pitch into the fifth inning. Make it 10 free bases for Augusta pitching. Darren Neal wants to inspect the baseball, and now he declares it to be acceptable. Callan Moss has been on twice in as many tries, a walk and a single, 1-for-1. A short lead over at first. Fastball hammered over the shortstop's head. And back-to-back men have reached on just two pitches against Ortiz. Moss sitting dead red on a fastball, and he has been undeniable here in this game. Tying run and go-ahead on for the Fireflies, and the Green Jackets will see more movement in the bullpen. Colton Becker, a pop-up and a fielder's choice, 0-for-2. Guerra and Verdung both in expecting bunt from the nine man. He squares, pulls back, it's low for ball one. Hardest pitch of the night for Ortiz at 98. At second, Moss at first. Moss, the better runner of the two, has a trail. 1-0. Outside once again, a back pick out to second from Pineda, not in time. Becker has squared on back-to-back occasions, but is ahead 2-0. Guerra even with a bag at third. Verdung just in front at first. 2-0. Inside ball three. Becker is squaring, trying to give away an out to Ortiz in exchange for the runner moving up. And Hyder can't find the zone. Walk loads the bases with nobody out. 3-0 still squaring. And he gets it down back towards the mound. Ortiz will go to first and get the out. Becker went up there with a job to do, and he did exactly that. Even on 3-0, he'll move to third and Moss to second. Go-ahead run in scoring position with less than two outs for the top of the order. Eric Torres is 0-for-1, but also has a walk and a hit-by-pitch. Infield's coming in all the way around. Ortiz against Torres. Inside, nearly caught a piece of Eric. The breaking ball has begun to back up on Hyder in this inning. And Torres, who got hit last time, has his hands up in dismay and had something, at least a question, of Pineda. Hyder, a deep breath. Swing and a miss over top of the off-speed. Doubled right back up on it, and Torres was not prepared in the slightest. Jones still playing up the middle. Right side wide open. 1-1. To third base and past the glove of Guerra into the corner. This will score a pair. The Fireflies take the lead as Torres rattles into second with a two-run double. Center cut delivery, Torres did not miss it. And with Guerra playing in, despite the quick reactions, he's not able to make the catch. Four unanswered for Columbia. And once again, the free pass has come back to bite the Green Jackets. Fireflies had left 9 men on in the first 4 innings, so eventually the dam was going to break, and it has here over the last 2. Here's Blake Mitchell. Fastball cranked down the left field line, out of play, just beyond the bullpen. That gets Valiz off the hook, so we will not see any baseball oddities tonight. Fireflies have an insurance run out at second. They can bring Torres further. Nothing in one on Mitchell. Tipped into the mitt on a long swing. Mitchell a strikeout and 2 walks in 3 plate appearances. Righty throwing in the pen for Augusta. 0-2 delivery. Inside ball 1, narrowly evades the corner. Southpaw Jacob Gomez is up and stretching as well. So there's a couple different options in the pen for the Green Jackets. Torres off of second. 1-2. Down the left field line, foul once again. Another high arcing ball towards the top of the berm. Green Jackets scored 4 in the bottom of the first and then nothing since then. Put a man on in every inning, loaded the bases with 2 outs in the third, but Mauricio Valiz walked the tightrope. Now the Green Jackets are going to have to come back again, a man who's been very reluctant to give anything up. Off speed inside 2-2. Rosario's given up just 1 run. Across 4-plus appearances with the Fireflies. Two on Mitchell. Torres still out at second. Hasn't drawn much attention from Ortiz. Just above the top of the zone. Bit of an overt frame from Alan Pineda. And does not get the call from Pedro Powell. Count goes full 3-2. Payoff coming to Blake Mitchell. Strike 3 swinging. 96 at the knees. And Mitchell's over top of it.
Shortstop, number 2, Daniel.
2 strikeouts in the appearance for Ortiz. And here's Daniel Vasquez, who's 0-for-1. Lined out to center field on a sacrifice fly. Brought home 1 of 2 runs in the 4th for Columbia. Called strike 1 at 97 on the outside corner. Green Jackets will have Verdung, Steels, and Guerra to bat in the bottom of the 5th. Verdung was at bat with 2 strikes when Junior Garcia was caught stealing 2nd. 0-1. Bounced out towards shortstop. Heel charging in, going to have to hurry, and he makes it look easy. Green Jackets get out without further damage, but Eric Torres puts the Fireflies in front for the first time since the first inning. A 2-run double, making it 5-4 halfway through the 5th.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Last time the Green Jackets trailed today, they were down one in the first and immediately put up a four spot. Once again, facing down a run, one-run deficit. It's Verdung, Steels, and Guerra against the right-hander Julio Rosario. Jackets got a single, struck out twice, and then a caught stealing, ending that fourth against Rosario. 22-year-old started the year in the complex and quickly moved his way up the ladder. First pitch of the inning to Will Verdung, misses outside 1-0. Will has walked twice, driven in a run, and scored a run. 1-0 delivery. A little too far outside. Mitchell trying to bring it back to no avail. Two balls and no strikes. Jackets have not scored since the fourth, or first, rather. Did put up four in that inning. 2-0. Off the inside corner, called strike one. Verdung pulling the hands out of the way. Close enough for the call, says Pedro Powell. 2-1. Low for ball three. Verdung, the team leader in walks, drawn by a wide margin. He's been here since opening day, leads the team in games played, so that makes sense as well. Counting tonight, 59 walks for Verdung. Coming home, cranked to shortstop, right on a line, right at Vasquez. Jackets haven't seen a ton of luck this season. Verdung less than most. And he barrels one directly to the shortstop for out number one. Hammered a knee-high fastball. Few feet to either direction. And that's a base hit, potentially extras, depending on whether or not it found the gap. Here's Jake Steels. First pitch breaking ball is called a strike. Steals on twice via a single and a fielder's choice. Two RBIs back in the first. Seeing Rosario for the first time. Pitch bounces in. Green Jackets have a righty throwing in the bullpen. Looks a bit like Anthony Garcia. 1-1. Fouled backwards for strike two. Steals right on the heater, but maybe just a tad underneath. Outfield playing deep, protecting the gaps with a one-run lead intact. Green Jackets are out hitting Columbia, but trail 5-4. Rosario, the 1-2 pitch. Low to even the count. Steals continues to show off a solid eye. Led the Cal Poly Mustangs in average this year, hit .381, an OPS up over 1,000 in his senior season. Then drew the draft pick late on day three. In on the hands, excuse me, swing out to second. Becker will underhand to first, two up, two down in the fifth. And now it's the Green Jackets feeling the burn of a seven-inning ball game. Fifth inning, but already down to the final seven outs. One of the more difficult things in baseball to sweep a doubleheader. Columbia, who's been so consistent all year, just continuing to stick around, and they took advantage of what is a large number of Augusta mistakes today. Mason Guerra, a fielder's choice in RBI and a single as well. 1-for-2 on base twice. Cuts through a high fastball to even the count. Fireflies have the best record overall in the Southern Division, and yet still sit on the outside looking in when it comes to a playoff spot. Three-quarter swing, Guerra did not stop the bat in time. Slider had Mason fooled, 1-2. Fireflies second in the first half, second in the second half. Trying to keep pace with the River Dogs at the top. 1-2 pitch to Guerra. Low to even the count. Between Valiz and Rosario, Fireflies working on four consecutive zeros after the four-run first. 2-2 pitch to Mason Guerra. Low to run the count full. Austin Machado is on deck, a line out and a walk. Mitchell runs through the signs. Sets the target up, thigh high. Spanked up the middle by Guerra for a base hit. Challenge fastball. Guerra finds the barrel. He's got two hits, and the Jackets have a base runner with two outs. Guerra's been on base in four consecutive ball games. Tying runs at first with two down for Austin Machado. Machado, one run driven in his first six games played with the Green Jackets. Takes called strike one on the outer edge. Guerra runs hard, does not run especially quickly, as Albert Rivas is now up tossing for the Green Jackets. Low, but picked up cleanly by Mitchell to even the count. Guerra will look to score on anything to the gap, potentially go first to third on anything that gets to the outfield. Ball and a strike on Austin Machado. Lefty against righty, and it's low for ball two. Two teams that have felt evenly matched since opening day. Closest geographic rival to the Green Jackets, 2-1. Cracked out into center field. Tomahawk to Torres, and it will fall in front of him. Machado goes up and finds the barrel at the top of the zone. When you've got that high spin fastball, do anything you can to get on top. That's exactly what Machado does. Back-to-back two-out singles bring Alan Pineda to the dish in a big at-bat, looking for his first hit at the single-A level. Third game played, he reached for the first time back in the third on a two-out walk to load the bases. Guerra at second, Machado at first. Torres will come a bit closer towards home out in center field. First pitch fastball, strike one down the center. Pineda just looking to see one early. Nothing and one, the count on the catcher. Low evens the count up on a good block from Mitchell. Rosario has seen a series of lengthy at-bats. 38 pitches in an inning and two-thirds. A strikeout two, allowed three different singles. Into left field, base hit. Guerra's getting the wave around. He's going to have to get on his horse. The throw to the plate is in plenty of time. And out is the call. A gutsy send from Winston Sawyer, and Darylin Figueroa, who was up shallow, had plenty of time, put the throw right on target, and the Green Jackets come up 90 feet short. Alan Pineda gets his first hit as a Green Jacket, but it's the second straight inning that ends with an out on the bases.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen brings Albert Rivas into the frame. Third different reliever used by the Green Jackets as we enter the top of the sixth. 5-4 Fireflies looking to split the doubleheader. Albert Rivas' 13th appearance, an ERA of 5 in 18 innings. Darylin Figueroa trying to drop down a bunt. Comes up empty, nothing in one. Hyder Ortiz, an inning in the third, two hits, two strikeouts, and a hit by pitch. He allows two runs and is currently in line for the losing decision. Action in the Columbia pen. Breaking ball, the bat goes flying, shattered out towards first. Verdung had to grab the ball, evade the barrel, and step on the bag all in one go. He goes 3-for-3 and gets the leadoff man retired. Dangerous projectile went circling through the sky. Figueroa 1-for-3. Austin Charles steps up. Elvis Novas is the man up in the pen for Columbia. Breaking ball misses low and outside. 1-0 to Charles. Green Jackets got daring with two outs and two on in the bottom of the fifth. Ball was nearly in the glove of Darylin Figueroa when Guerra touched third base after the single from Pineda. Called strike 1-1 for Rivas. But when your nine hitter gets his first pro hit, you're trying to send on anything. Slider driven deep out to left field. Dimitru at the track looks up and watches this one fly. Austin Charles with his 10th home run of the season. And that doubles the lead on one swing. Hanging curveball, and Charles makes Rivas pay. 6-4 game in the sixth. Green Jackets were playing for the tie in the bottom half. Don't get it. And then two batters into inning number six. The lead goes up to two. Here's Carter Frederick. Ball one high to the right fielder. To the credit of Winston Sawyer, you are facing the bullpen with the best ERA in all of minor league baseball. This is a team that does not give up runs late very often. Bounce to the left side, off the glove of Guerra, and into shallow left field. Frederick ran straight through first rather than turning. He will not sniff second. Back-to-back hard hit balls. That one took a big bounce as Guerra was going to his left. And we'll see what the call ends up being. Likely going to be a single. But we'll see how it goes. And nope, it's an E5. Second error in as many games played for Mason Guerra. Hyung Chan takes ball one outside. Elvis Novas, who's up in the bullpen, has seven saves, and he'll look to slam the door on Augusta. Bounce to third. Guerra gets another shot to second for one, and he throws wildly into right field. Garcia then bobbles it in right. The throw will come all the way into third, and the runner moves up 90 feet. A comedy of errors here in the last couple batters. That's up to official scorekeeper Ted Miller to sort out. It's at least one error and potentially two. Winston Sawyer's headed out to the mound. There's nobody up in the bullpen. This is about collecting the infield as a unit. Mason Guerra, who just has not looked the level of confidence as of late that we saw when he first got to the pro level, especially defensively. They talk about it when you're young. Try to, you know, flush it. Move on to the next play. He immediately got a chance to atone for the previous error. Fires into right field. For right now, the only error that is being labeled is an E9 on Junior Garcia. That allowed Frederick to go second to third. Reaches on the fielder's choice, which makes sense. We thought we might see another error on Guerra that allowed the runner to go first to second, but no dice. Here's Callan Moss. Late swing fouls it straight back 0-1. Frederick at third, at first. Corners are halfway. Middle is back. Still trying to turn two with one out. Firefly is trying to potentially put this game out of reach. Slider on the outside corner, 1-1. For Rivas, that was the first home run he's allowed as a Green Jacket on the hanging curve to Charles. Columbia, a team that leaves the yard frequently. Now 74 on the season. For contrast, the Green Jackets, 35, counting what Noah Williams went official in game one. Runner stops and starts. Bounce back up the middle. Jones waiting on second. To the bag, over to first, a 4-3 double play. Colby Jones turns the twin bill and works around the errors, but a solo shot from Austin Charles makes it a two-run game, and it appears Novas will have the ball in the sixth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Elvis Novas takes the ball for the bottom of the sixth. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. We appreciate you being with us here on a Tuesday, Nart. Apologize for that one. But the Green Jackets have seeded five unanswered to the Fireflies, who now lead 6-4 as they attempt to split the nightcap. John Heel facing off against Novas, who has taken over as the Columbia closer as of late. Fires strike one in at 94 on the inside corner. Novas, 21 years of age, has seven saves on the season, all of which have come with Columbia. Out of the stretch against Heel, who's 0-3, only man not to reach. And he ropes this one past the first baseman, and he will get on. Not stopping at first as the ball goes all the way to the wall, picked up late by Frederick. It's a stand-up double for John Heel. Finds a barrel, gets some speed going, and the Green Jackets have the tying run at the plate. Colby Jones is 1-3. Single ground out and strikeout swinging. Novas started the year in the Arizona Complex League at an ERA over 8, but he has turned his year on his head since coming to the Fireflies. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. Novas 7-for-7 in save chances. And a hat tip to Julio Rosario, who worked around 4 hits, got some help from Darlin Figueroa in left. 2 scoreless and in line for the win. 1-0. Breaking ball, inner half to even the count. Novas has seen the Green Jackets once before this year, back in the most recent series in the first week of July. 1-1 pitch, third straight slider, and Jones gets jammed up. Got the save in that ball game with a hitless ninth inning on July 2nd. That was part of the 3-3 home-and-home around the 3rd and 4th of July, as mandated by Minor League Baseball. It was the only game Columbia won at their own ballpark. 1-2. Fastball knocked out of play by Colby. Quick enough wrist to stay alive on the first fastball he sees. Still five games left to play this week, and if these last couple, especially this nightcap where we started 0-0, any indication, it's going to be a good series down to the wire. Another 1-2 from Novas. Slider hooked out of play. Green Jackets have TBD starting for the rest of the week as we wait to see some decisions coming down on who takes the ball tomorrow. We do know Felix Aronde will have the ball for Columbia in the third game of the series. Aronde 4-8, a 3.23 ERA. Not a ton of run support for him. Heel dancing off of second. Gets a stern look from Novas. Fastball down the right field line. Moss gives chase, but it's out of play, and Colby continues to fight. The solo shot from Austin Charles continues to loom large as a key piece of insurance. Still 1-2 on Jones. Strike three, swinging on the fastball, sunk below the zone, and Jones goes fishing. First out, first K for Novas, who has a tendency to rack them up in high volumes. Man at second, nobody out. One of those situations you feel like you have to convert to at least get one. Jackets are out hitting their opponent 9-5, but trail 6-4. Here's Junior Garcia. Two singles and a walk. He chases the breaking ball for strike one. Green Jackets have seen a change on the scoreboard in the top of that sixth inning. There are now two errors on Hyung-Chan Um's fielder's choice. 0-1 to Junior. Curveball low, 1-1. So there will be an E5 and an E9 to go with the fielder's choice. Ball and a strike on Junior. Heel on his way to third base. Ball is lined out to center field, and it will fall in front of the center fielder. And Heel, who got so twisted around, cannot make it further than third base. Heel was all the way at third by the time that ball got put in play, but Torres, who got a great break, did a good job of feigning that he had the ball in his glove. And so Heel took three steps back to second, then went to third, and he comes to rest. Now men at the corners. Three-hit day for Junior Garcia. Six runs, five hits, an error for the Fireflies. 4-10-4 for Augusta. Titus Dimitriou takes a breaking ball downstairs. Tying run at first with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Line score currently trying to be fixed on the live stats on MILB.com. Bear with us there. 1-0 to Dimitriou. High in the air, out to left center field. Figueroa back at the track. Torres is there, and he makes the catch at the wall. It's a sack fly as Heel scores easily. Titus just underneath that one. Boy, when Titus gets a hold of one, it just sounds a little different. The Green Jackets get the run back from the top half. 6-5 game with two outs and a man at first. Will Verdung a chance to extend the inning. Slider strike one called. Novas had gone five consecutive outings without a run allowed, totaling seven innings before that sack fly. Looking to get back in the dugout with a lead intact. Breaking ball out, ball and a strike. Had been since August 2nd where Novas allowed a run on three hits in a loss against Fayetteville. 1-1 on the Green Jacket first baseman. Novas a deep breath. First fastball of the at-bat is barely below the zone. Pedro Pal a little shudder behind the plate, and Jesus Azuaje, a couple others in the dugout, asking where it missed. Pal gestures that it was down. Makes the count 2-1. Fouled back on a center cut hitter. Verdung put a mighty hefty swing onto it, but to no avail. 2-2. Green Jackets trying to bring Garcia around from first. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch coming to Verdung. Slider roped out of play. In both the fourth and fifth inning, the Green Jackets made the third out on the base paths. Garcia caught stealing in the fourth. Guerra caught trying to come home. Thrown out on from Figueroa to Mitchell on the 7-2 put out to end the frame. Sixth pitch of the at-bat to Verdung. Novas. Long hold, kicks and deals. Slider called, strike three. Verdung flips the bat and the helmet away in disgust. He knew it. Got frozen by Novas. A pair of punch-outs in the inning. Jackets get one, but cannot equalize the game with one inning to play.
Cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Albert Rivas back to work in the top of the seventh. One-run lead for the Fireflies, a 6-5 game, each side with 3 outs left to work with in regulation. Columbia trying to split the doubleheader overall. Jackets a chance to sweep for the first time. Colton Becker will lead off, Eric Torres and Blake Mitchell behind him. First pitch cracked into center field. Jake Steels to his left into the gap and makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Gliding out towards the warning track, one pitch, one out, and Becker's 0 for 3.
Center fielder, number 41.
Augusta will have Steels, Guerra, and Machado, 6, 7, 8 in the order. And likely facing Elvis Novas once again in the seventh. Nobody behind Novas right now, and he'll go for the 6-out save. Eric Torres trying to add some insurance. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. Torres, a very good day at the plate. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes. He's 1 for 2 officially with the 2 RBI double that put the Fireflies in front. Also has walked once, been hit by a pitch, scored twice, and stolen a bag. Complete day at the top. Top of the zone, 2-1. Novas looked more mortal than usual in the sixth. Handful of hard-hit balls. Slider, Torres reaches out and pokes it back into the net to even the count. Top of the order did their job. John Heal led off with the double. Garcia a single that moved Heal to third. And then Demetriou a sack fly to the fence. Maybe an eighth of an inch underneath it. 2-2 slider on the ground to the right side. Nobody covering first. Jones goes that direction. Rivas does not get there in time. And it's an infield single for Eric Torres. When you're living right, you're living right. And Torres has reached 4 times out of 5.
Catcher number 3, Blake Mitchell.
With a right-hander that's as pull-heavy as Torres at the plate, Jones was shifted up the middle. Verdung stutter-stepping between going back to the first base bag and going out to get the ball. Jones was able to circle and make the play to his left, but Verdung never got back. One on, one out against Mitchell. Blake Mitchell will take ball one outside with a two-seam fastball. Mitchell, two Ks and two walks. Trying to add to the lead for Columbia. Runner started and stopped, and the pitch finds the outside corner to even the count. Garcia, the deepest out of the three outfielders in right, the pull side where Mitchell loves to go so frequently. Steals now backs up in center. On the ground to second base, Jones to short for one. Heel the return throw, 4-6-3 double play. Back-to-back innings end with a twin bill, and the Green Jackets able to work a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. Steals leading off, trying to work their way to tie or take the lead in the bottom of the seventh.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Bottom of the seventh, Elvis Novas has two of his last four saves that have come out of six outs. That's what he's going for here. Jake Steeles is one for three, a two-run single way back in the first inning. We appreciate you sticking around with us over the course of this doubleheader. Battled some early technical difficulties and a handful of support staff that have found out that if they click notify anyway, they get to hear their text message come through the live broadcast. We're very happy they've learned that, and that will not at all become a problem down the stretch this week, I'm sure. Steeles, Guerra, and Machado, 6-7-8. Novas allowed a run on two hits with two strikeouts in the top of the sixth.
Leading off for the Green Jackets, center fielder, number four.
And if Steeles can get aboard, there's good speed right there to work with. Center fielder runs very well. Green Jackets are 0-for-1 stealing today against Blake Mitchell. Have to get somebody aboard first, and Novas gets to reset. First pitch of the seventh. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Novas primarily two pitches. Fastball mid-90s, breaking ball hovering around 80. The 0-1 to Steeles off the inside corner. It was all Steeles could do to hang in as long as possible. Breaking ball started at the front hip. Tried to come back, but not quite close enough. First look at Novas for Steeles. 1-1. Late on the fastball, tips it into the mitt for strike two. Steeles will use his timeout and reset. Mason Guerra's had a good day at the plate. He's on deck. Would love to have him swinging with a man aboard. Crowd tries to come to life late. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. Good job by Steeles to hold up. Kept himself covered enough. Fireflies, two runs in the fourth, two in the fifth, an extra in the sixth to build this 6-5 lead. 1-2. Fastball to the right side. Short hops into the mid of Moss. Callan Moss steps on the bag himself for out number one. That sixth inning just proved how vital the home run for Austin Charles was. The first one given up by Rivas this season. Made one mistake in the two innings he threw and paid dearly for it. Here's Guerra. 2-for-3 with an RBI. Couple of barrels his last time up. First pitch slider outside. About a ball off the corner despite Mitchell's objections. Guerra can change the nature of this game in one go. He was looking to do so there. And ropes one back up the middle for a base hit. Didn't find the barrel. Just a little bit towards the edge. But it finds the grass nevertheless. Mason Guerra with his first professional three-hit game. He's been on base all four times. Tying run at first for Austin Machado. Feel the scenario building just like it did in the fifth. And time is called. Winston Sawyer, who watched Guerra get cut down at the plate as a would-be tying run back in the fifth. Seems like he's going for a pinch runner. He's got the attention of Pedro Powell. We'll see who he goes to. It appears he wants Wilmer De La Cruz. So De La Cruz comes on. He'll represent the tying run. Wilmer, a speedster in his first year with the Green Jackets, is 3 of 5 stealing bases, but it's more about the acceleration that you get. Machado, a walk, a single, and a line out. Takes ball one outside. Lefty against righty for Novas. The splits across two levels. Lefty's faring slightly better against Novas, 242 versus 217. 1-0 on Machado. Outside corner to even the count. Outfield, still no doubles with a man at first. Deep everywhere. 1-1. Breaking ball. Locks up Machado for strike two. Good sharp hook of Novas. Puts him ahead in the count. Ball and two strikes. Novas coming home. Back to the curve. And Machado holds the bat in time. 2-2. Couldn't get the chase below the zone on the back foot breaking ball. Moss holding on De La Cruz at first. Otherwise the infield in double play depth. 2-2, runner goes. Curveball is low. Mitchell fumbles the transfer. There's no throw. It's a Green Jacket stolen base brought to you by Vector Security here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. And the tying run moves into scoring position. De La Cruz daring at the right time. Count has gone full on Machado. Back-to-back sliders. Does Novas trust it enough to triple up? Fastball bounced up the middle. Cut off by the shortstop Vasquez for out number two. De La Cruz over to third. Here comes Alan Pineda. A walk and a single today. First two trips on base after starting out his Green Jacket career 0-for-9 with 8 strikeouts. The 19-year-old catcher out of Mazatlan, Mexico, who was added to the roster on August 15th, waves at a slider way off the outside corner, was sitting dead red and paid the price. Thought we might see Winston Sawyer go to a pinch hitter. He does not. Novas the 0-1. Back to the slider, too far down. De La Cruz getting a lengthy secondary off of third. Charles is not all that close. Blake Mitchell's been a break wall behind home. 1-1 on Pineda. Ball two below the zone. Allen able to hold on. De La Cruz looking for any window, anything that gets past Mitchell. Three straight sliders, 2-1. Fastball out to right field. Frederick started in, now going out, and will backpedal to make the catch. Made it interesting, but Nova strands the tying run 90 feet away and gets his eighth save of the season. You held your breath there just a second, didn't you? Carter Frederick did not read that off the bat, but at high enough in the air, he was able to recover and center underneath it for the third out. 6-5 your final as the Fireflies take the nightcap and split the doubleheader with the Green Jackets. Augusta out hits their counterparts 11-6 in the game. And right now, the scorebook has been changed again now to two errors rather than four. So we're going to have to do some work on there and figure out where that came from. At various points, it has been 3-4-2. But regardless, 6-5 is your final. The win goes to Rosario. Julio Rosario is now 2-0 on the season. While Hyder Ortiz takes the loss, he's 1-1 and gets his first blown save. Novas, with his eighth save, was able to slam the door. 2 hours and 26 minutes, a bit long for a seven-inning ball game in front of a crowd of 33-14. The Green Jackets, a big inning in the first, made it interesting late, but kept coming up just a little bit short. Jake Steeles gets his first two RBIs as a pro. That gave Augusta a 3-1 lead back in the first. Mason Guerra added on with a fielder's choice, but then it was Columbia tacking on two in the fourth. A sack fly from Vasquez, a bases-loaded walk from Charles, and then two more in the fifth on the two-run double from Torres. Insurance homer from Austin Charles ends up being the difference in the seven-inning game, and you can point to a variety of things for Augusta. But it's the unforced mistakes in the free passes that come home to roost. You can debate the errors, 2, 3, 4. What you can't debate is 8 walks and 3 hit-by-pitches plus the defensive miscues that seem to forbid the Green Jackets from posting a clean inning. Fireflies left 12 on base in 6 chances, but still found enough work between them to be able to come up just a little bit further than what the Green Jackets did. Tomorrow it's Felix Aranda on the mound for the Fireflies, and it remains to be seen who takes the ball for Augusta. Green Jackets have a variety of options on the roster, and we will see exactly who that ends up being. 7:05 tomorrow, 7:05 through Friday, and then 6:35 on both Saturday and Sunday to cap off the final homestand here at SRP Park for 2024. We look forward to having you with us all week long here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network, live from SRP. For Wes Cooper and our entire crew, I've been Noah Adcock-Howth. The day is split, 8-0 Green Jackets in the opener, 6-5 Fireflies in the nightcap. See you tomorrow for Game 3 out of 7.